Welcome back to Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement of Arts of Cultures, where I make a personal connection with today's trending topics. I'm your host, Tamika Cody. In this episode, I tried to wrap my head around what's taking place in Baltimore, Maryland. With the help of Emerald Swamp's member, Universe, I was able to get a different perspective from a poem he shared for the people of Baltimore. When America first got wind of Freddie Gray's death by the hands of Baltimore police officers, some citizens were convinced that his death was another case of racism. However, as I mentioned in a previous post, some people of Baltimore believe Gray's death has nothing to do with race, but instead, class. Now, the word classism is defined as prejudice or discrimination based on class. And according to classism.org, classism is held in a place by a system of beliefs and cultural attitudes that ranks people according to economic status, family lineage, job status, level of education, and other divisions. And this sounds about right in the story I initially alerted you to that Steve Inskeep shared on NPR. Baltimore's chief prosecutor has since charged the officers with the death of Gray. And once the six police officers' identities were revealed, most critics became silent about the talk of racism. There are three white police officers and three black police officers who were held responsible for Gray's passing. And when I posed the question on social media, now that we've seen who the Baltimore cops are, is this still a race issue? Only a couple of people chimed in. Nola8837 responded on Instagram, "Arrogance and entitlement of those in power." Yep, morally bankrupt. And Sweet Queendom, also on Instagram, commented, "No, I see it as a moral issue." But sit back and think about it for a moment. Classism is a form of race. Artist and lyricist Universe of the emerging hip-hop group Emerald Swamp was the one who brought it to my attention that classism and racism goes hand in hand. Take a listen to his poem dedicated to the people who are watching the events of Baltimore unfold. You could also read along.
Colors killed by the masses, shades divided by classes. How could something so crazy happen? It's quite surprising, you asses. Fruit lynched on a grove, people burned in a stove. Temperature steady raised by a monster that's so cold. Heavy prices they pay in the end, we're all broke. Broken by words are spoken, doors that remain are open. Blinded by pure ignorance, but most really important. What happened in Baltimore, destroying and robbing stores. Trying to make a statement while rotting your own core. Who are we fighting for? Possessed by the allure, now you're face down on the floor with a senseless beating in store. You're reckless if you're erected by reckless form of expression for misdirected aggression. Do you not get the message? We cannot grow as a people with feeble attempts at change. What is the true range of your knowledge? They tell you to get good grades and make it into college. Uncomfortable to talk about, well, let's talk about it. I'm honest, racism can end, but it's up to you to stop it.
So what do you think is taking place in Baltimore? Feel free to leave your comments below or email your views to tcsviews@gmail.com. That's tcsviews, V-I-E-W-S, @gmail.com. And that wraps up another edition of Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement of Arts of Cultures, where I make a personal connection with today's trending topics. I'm Tamika Cody.